There you go. You're on.
Okay. All right. 6 o'clock. We'll start our work session. I know we got a couple of things on here. I'm gonna do. This wasn't on the work session. Shelley sent this to me today, so I figured we could maybe talk about it and maybe add this. But this is her lease agreement, and there's a couple of changes in here. I can. Did you send this to anybody but me?
I sent it to you.
Just me. Did you get this, Tony? This lease agreement?
You sent it to me.
Yeah. And that looked. You said it looked
the
okay.
The changes look. I mean, as far as the money is concerned, it looks
yeah.
Right. The only thing I saw was the supervisor.
Yeah, and that was correct on this. So what you're looking for, Shelley, is to get us to approve this approve the signing of this contract so you can get in there?
Yes, please.
Okay. I know you haven't looked over the contract, but the contract is essentially the same as the one that the town signed with Tina Solomon. Just has some different dates in here. It gives us the authority to, like we talked about, gives us the authority to screen and nix anybody that we don't think is appropriate to be in the building. Just look through this quickly. Most of this stuff is, almost everything else is the same as the last contract with the exception of she's going to be having as a co-op, and she is requesting that we, in the lease, that I think that was added to this too, right, Shelley?
If you didn't add it, I need to get Michelle to add it.
Okay.
The only piece that was missing in the list that I gave her was asking to utilize that space for donation drives up to 3 times a month, up to 3 times. And I don't know, I didn't know what to call the space, which might be why she didn't put it in there. What do you call that? That square footage room back where you do
it's a spare conference room. That's what I call it. I don't know if it's got another name, but that area in the back. You know what I'm talking
sign
about?
Sign on and give it a name.
Yeah, we'll give it a name. We'll call it the spare conference room.
Okay.
But, yeah, not up to 3 times a month. You're talking about one for up to 3 days a month, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. Anybody got anything to add or ask Shelley about that?
So what's our game plan? We're going to vote on that next month meeting? Or?
Well, I was hoping to, I was hoping to start October 1st, just because if I start November 1st, it's really hard to get people when you get in the club. I don't know what the holiday season is going to look like, but if we could start October 1st as opposed to November 1st.
We have one more meeting before October
yeah.
1st.
Okay.
So, yeah. We get, hey, Tony, have you looked at this yet?
Okay. Does it look good, Tony?
Basically,
yeah, there's
why not do it now and get it out of the way so that way she can plan as opposed to I'd rather vote now.
I mean, we can add it, can add it to the agenda.
I'd like to add it to the agenda,
unless you wanted to. I know I didn't have time to send it out to everybody.
I trust you and the attorney.
It's the same one that we did last year. The other things that we're doing basically were the monies and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's not the final draft. Before we get the final draft, both Tony and I will take a look at it, and then we'll sign off on it.
On a side personal note, doesn't necessarily have to put it out there. On September 16th, my company is the chamber does a coffee talk, and if you do sign and you do approve for the 16th, I would like to present it to the chamber because those are the business people, and some of those would be wanting to use the space. So I would like to at least mark it by September 16th.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Say it.
You could add it.
Add it? Okay.
Does anybody want to see a copy? Do you have a copy?
I have this copy.
Anybody want copy. Roman, you weren't here.
I think it was sent in one of the emails.
Okay.
The original one.
Okay.
And if it's the same thing as Tina's.
Well, yeah, it's. I mean, there's very few. There's only a few additions and stuff we talked about. Uh-oh.
We took that lease and just crossed out and edited it, so we weren't worried about this any language of support to the building here.
Okay.
Okay. H-I, so it'll be J. So what should this say, Tony? Authorize the town supervisor to sign a lease agreement with?
Yeah, whatever the title is. Yeah, with her company conference room space.
Well, it wouldn't be the spare conference room space. It would be, what are we calling that in the back? Rental space?
Rental space.
The rental space on the east end of the...
Rental space, yeah.
Bob, did you want to look at this? Bob Jassy?
What?
Did you want to look at the lease? Roman, you're good?
Yeah,
okay. Thanks, Bob.
What's your company's name?
It's called Heart, Home, and Community.
I should know that, right?
Yep.
It's right here. Top nine in red.
That'll be item J. All right, so now, Bob, you wanted to talk about the comprehensive land use plan?
Yeah, if we have time.
Yep.
I thought we're up, and Al knows more about this than all of us combined, but I think we're up in terms of it's time to begin work on that for the next 5-year plan, and I guess I wanted an update from Al for the benefit of all of us in terms of that aspect of it, as well as what does it all entail, who are we going to invite to participate, who do we normally invite, what do we want to do? So if you want to...
Well, we've been talking about it for the last few months. The biggest problem with us is you got to get people to get together, and right now, some of the people that we were talking about, they're older people as well. So even though we were talking about it, I don't know if we can get the people in a room, because that's what we probably would have to do, right, Al?
That's, yeah, I mean, that or do a Zoom-type meeting or something like that. But, yeah, typically we've always done them in the conference room. Last time we had seven people on the committee, plus Karen and myself. We had... several representatives from the community. Really, this is not a complete rewrite, which is what we did last time. This is an update,
right,
to make sure that what's there still makes sense and is valid.
Well, there were some stuff we identified. I can't think of off the top of my head, but there were some stuff we identified that definitely needed updating in it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few items there that we need to update. One of the big things that I think we should do is try to incorporate anything that comes out of the local waterfront redevelopment plan into the comprehensive land use plan. Obviously, with where the state is right now from a financial standpoint, sure, that's what the hang up is on getting us an executed contract to move forward. forward with that grant money. So with that being said, at this point in time, you certainly could get a committee together, introduce a comprehensive land use plan to them, get them copies of it to read and review, and then start having meetings on the documents that we already have. You know, it's really the board's prerogative on who they want to invite onto that, really the supervisor's prerogative on who he wants to invite on that committee. You know, go from there, get everybody to read what we have, outline any changes or things that they want to look at, and then, you know, go through the process.
So one question I would have is, at this point, why couldn't we meet in a room like this? We've met, and I'm not directing it so much to you, Al, as to all of us, but we can separate it. We're not talking about 50 people, we're talking about 6 or 7 or 8 people. And you could spread them out in this room. And I just, you know, whether it's Bill Lester and a few other people, have we even asked them, would they be willing to do that? Because if logistically we can handle it, then why don't we do it?
I think it would make it easier than do a Zoom.
It would do easier
It'd
to do
be
a Zoom?
Easier to do here.
Yes, and there's no question. Face-to-face meetings are just much more dynamic, and you don't have to wait for your turn to talk on Zoom. It's, you know.
But we certainly can. So why don't we? Does everybody have a copy of that?
I got it right here.
Land use plan?
Yeah. No, you don't need to have it. But everybody has a. Why don't we do this then? If you want to look at it, come up with some ideas, see who was on it the last time, come up with some ideas who we might want to invite or who you think might want to be invited, if anybody wants to be on it. And then we can have, we'll set the time aside and we'll get going on that. We'll identify who the people are and who the chairman is of the committee, and we'll start moving forward on it. Realistically, the reason I was holding off before, we couldn't even have more than 10 people in a room. So
sure.
Now we can, you know, now we can have plenty of people, and now's a good time.
And as far as the local waterfront development, I that would be great, Al, and group, you know, to be able to incorporate that, but it's just not going to happen. The state's not going to put that thing together. And there's so much work we can do, I think, on the CLUP that is has nothing to do with the waterfront. So we can do the waterfront piece maybe at another point, but, you know.
Or at least get all the other changes that we want to make.
Exactly.
Roll it into one document.
And, you know, specifically, I'll just play one of my cards that I want to make sure we're all on the same page, at least in terms of understanding what we ended up doing with the development rights for, what do you call it, what happened with
incentives?
The incentives, my goodness, senior moment there.
That's why there's five of us.
The incentive zoning in terms of the definition of green space and where the offsets were. What was clear as a bell to me, and I'm not arguing my point, I mean, I'm just using it as an example, what was clear as a bell to me and a couple of other people was not as clear as a bell to others. So let's get that fixed in the language of the CLUP, and we could do that easily.
Well, like Al was saying, they had to redo the whole document.
Right.
So this time we won't have to do
exactly.
It. So that's why if we take a look at that, at the current document, come up with a list of things that you want to see addressed, each of us, and then maybe come up with a list of people that might want to be involved in the committee, because I was thinking, I don't know if they had anybody from the chamber last time involved in that, and that some, I certainly want to do that this time, someone from the Chamber of Commerce involved in that. I was thinking about Mary Ann, you know, I mean, I don't know if she'd want to do it, but she's one person that came to mind, but certainly you would be another person, but someone like yourselves, and we'll get moving on.
So what are you proposing that next work
take
session?
Our next work session, come in with you know, look it over, maybe have some ideas on you know, what we should be addressing, and come up with the if somebody here wants to be on it, or if you have some ideas on who you think would be good to be represented representative of the community on the committee. I know they had, if you look at it, what, there's like 7 or 8 on there?
There's 8, I believe.
8 on there. It doesn't mean we have to stay with 8, but certainly you don't want to have 80. You want to have a workable committee.
10 total.
10? Okay.
Count Al and Karen.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about from the outside, you know, maybe.
Yeah, 8 from the outside.
You know, so we could expand it a little bit. We don't have to, but you want to have it a workable committee, and then we'll start working on it.
Sounds good.
Al, was Bill Lester at the time of this, was he part of the planning board? Yes, okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, we're good with that one. Sidewalk. Wanted to talk about the sidewalk.
Yeah, so I just to finish up the spray park in the area, the circle, we talked about doing an asphalt sidewalk in front of the spray park. It was budgeted for 2019. It came late in the season to
play around with the asphalt. Last year. Yeah, we were going to save it last year. Quite frankly, we ran out of weather to get paved. The supervisor's indicated that he wants to do it in concrete rather than asphalt. Got a couple options. We can. I actually spoke with the village engineer about their sidewalk contract. He does not have a piggyback clause in that contract, so we would not be able to go off of that contract. So we'd have to go out and get a couple quotes to do the sidewalk in concrete if we want to.
Does the county have one?
I'd have to look. I don't know how much sidewalk work the county does.
Huh.
And I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, county bid prices are on things like that tend to be high because they're.
Well, you were saying it's going to be around $1,500 anyway, right?
If we have Jerry's guys do it, they're going to come in around $1,500. If we have a contractor do it, you're probably going to get closer to $3,000.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of, hopefully we can get a commitment out of Jerry to get a couple of his guys for a day to do it. And if we can't, we would need to, get an RFP out to a couple contractors and get a couple of written quotes to do the work. I mean, it's 4 yards of concrete. It's not a huge pour. It's a pretty basic.
Didn't you yourself do some concrete work there last year or when it was built?
I did not do any concrete work myself.
You didn't feel like it was that would have been great.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do concrete work, but we'd have agreements if I didn't.
Did you say 4 yards?
Yeah, approximately.
That's small.
Yeah, it's not a big pour at all. Just a matter of if we can work with Jerry and his guys, that'd be great. If we can't, we'll need to get a quote. I know Tony's got plenty of money in his programming budget that we could use for it. Actually, there was supposed to be $2,000 encumbered to pave it from last year's budget, and that never came to fruition. We'll just need to do a budget transfer this year to cover that cost back into Tony's project budget.
I think concrete would look a lot nicer.
It would.
Oh, I mean, and we've been talking, and you've been out there. When we go out there, we want that that park to look pristine, look like Disneyland or a golf course. That's the objective. Why do something halfway? And when we were talking about it, just concrete would look better. It'll last longer if you take care of it. And I was looking at the budget tonight, so there's not that we're just spending money just to spend money, but we know we're going to do that. And this year we have, because of some of the things that the park wasn't able to do, there's sufficient funds in there without a problem to cover it. And we're still going to have a pretty decent, the park's going to have a pretty decent amount left over in its budget to carry over into next year for other things that we want to do. But we know it's just like the parking lot. We know we're going to do it, so why not do it when we have the funds and we're not strapped for cash and we can get it done. And in that way, we can make the park, make the park look like it's put together.
That's a great idea. So we need to do a resolution.
I think we should do it when we
do the budget transfer.
Yeah, do the budget transfer. So I'll get get quotes from contractors, then I'll work with Jerry and we'll come up with a resolution of what line Tony's transferring the money to and what line it's going to and then.
Yeah, once we get the quote, we can do the resolution. Okay, all right. We're gonna need to go into executive session. We have contract negotiations to talk to as well as some other items that we need some legal advice from our attorney. So 6:20, we're going to an executive session.
Do you need a motion or no?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Absolutely, yep. Thank you. I forgot Monday was a holiday.